From the defense aspect on loss of use, if you get a case where you've got loss of use that's going to be an element of damage, make sure you educate your insurance claims adjuster or your client, if they are not from this area, as to the inflated loss of use value that you have in an oil field country as opposed to other places in Texas, because it can be astounding to them sometimes.
Right. And I don't think Dennis is saying inflated in a bad way. I think he's saying that out here in West Texas, it's a much higher number sometimes in the oil field than it is for, say, an electrician maybe in South Texas or in East Texas is making. Correct. These guys really are making some crazy monies with these
with their vehicles
yes. And especially these welders. But you want to have some demonstrative exhibits ready. And certainly so you can refresh your own client's memory. They do tend to get up on the stands and forget what they were going to say. So you can prompt them along with that. One of the big things that we want to be able to show also is loss of earning capacity. And it's important to remember, I got the wrong, this is a...
If you go to the next one, it'll be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an awkward slide. So it's not lost wages. And I will sometimes get pleadings that people ask me to edit and review for them. It's not lost wages. Don't plead lost wages, lost earnings. It is lost earning capacity. It's the capacity to earn that is being damaged. And you, this is to a certain degree, it's being left to the jury's discretion. And you're basing it on the facts that are available to you, but it's the capacity that they had to earn before versus what is their capacity to earn after. And the reduction in that because of this injury, you have to be able to tie it to the wreck, to the injury. They don't have to show actual earnings. Do not produce tax returns. They are not valid. That is not the proper evidence to support a loss of earning capacity claim. Your case site for that is Maresca v. Marks, and it is reaffirmed and reaffirmed and reaffirmed in every jurisdiction. It is a W-2. It is a 1099 that you are looking for. There's too much information in a tax return. It's privacy. Call me, email me. I'll give you what you need on that. They can still be working to get future. It is the capacity. And you want them to be working. You want your client to get back there working, or else Dennis is going to scream at you that you didn't mitigate, that you're a malingerer. And you don't want to go into that. You also need to understand that there is then going to be the instruction that this is taxable. Your client needs to be able to testify as to what is their non-taxable, what is their taxable earnings, so that you can get that in front of the jury. Loss of earning capacity is proper for non-citizens. But be prepared that the defense is going to challenge you on that for a lower number for a non-citizen versus a citizen. And they've got the case law there to back them up on that for a little bit lower number on that. And you have to decide, is my loss of earning capacity claim big enough that I want the citizenship issue to come into my trial? Because if you don't make a loss of earning capacity claim, it shouldn't be coming into your trial. For a self-employed individual, the evidence and the proof that you are going to get into kind of gets into what does your client do? If they are a professional, if they're a doctor, if they're a lawyer, it is very much on what did they make last year? What are they able to do this year? A surgeon who loses a hand or is in hand crushing or breaks an arm. That's very different, say, than somebody who owns a widget factory. They're still going to be able to hire people. Do they go into work all the time? Do they own a slot car race team? Because that person is maybe not going into the office every day, and we might have a different claim for that person. So you're going to want to have your a brief ready on your judicial notice and your life tables ready to go. Usually the judges don't necessarily want to see that, but just have it there in your trial packet ready to go. Figure out how you're going to blackboard those numbers for the jury.